We'll start off with a report from the superintendent, Dr. Graham.
Good evening. Happy New Year. Wanted to just give everyone a little brief update on some things that are going on in the district. We did, and I wanted to commend all of our district staff on their hard work towards attaining our approval for the APPR plan with Ed Law 3012D. Ms. Capel-Eden and her office spearheaded that work, and it dealt with negotiations with both our teachers association and our administrative group. And initially, the governor and the state education department were tying some of the state funding to the approval of those plans, and we were able to submit, and now we're totally in the clear with regard to any jeopardy of state funding. That doesn't mean we get all of our state funding to what we believe we should get, but there's no state funding in jeopardy as far as not having the APPR plan submitted and approved. Also, we're going to be publishing our budget calendar for all of the budget presentations on our website next week on Monday. And those budget presentations will begin towards the end of this month and into the February board meeting. And then we'll begin with about two budget presentations per month all the way through the May budget vote. So those will be, that calendar will be up on our website on the 9th, January 9th. I want to just give everyone a brief update on the Smart Schools Investment Plan. You may recall earlier this year we had the survey online to solicit feedback from the community about the plans for our technology with regard to the Smart Schools Investment Plan. You may remember that's a bond that the state passed in 2014, and it's a reimbursable program, so districts lay the money out and they're reimbursed through the state. This is not something that requires any additional votes. We will be finalizing our plan. We're working right now to finalize that plan and then present that to the Board of Education. We'll then share that with the public. That will be on our website for a 30-day hearing. And then we will, once the board approves and adopts that plan, we will submit to the state. So we're hopeful that during the spring, we will be able to submit our final Smart Schools Investment Plan. And that will include some security upgrades, and as well as network and wireless upgrades, and then some hardware upgrades throughout the entire district. I also wanted to just give everyone here a little update on our website. Many of you know we are overhauling our district website, and that overhaul is running right on schedule. The templates are all built, and now they're moving all of our current content from our existing websites to that new website, and we're hopeful that that will be able to launch in the early spring so that as we proceed through our budget process, we can highlight all of this great information on our new district website. I'd also like to just remind you that I think Mr. Matlatt and I were just over at East for a wrestling match. We have a lot of athletic activities going on throughout our district right now. I encourage you to visit Section 11's website and see if you can catch any of our student athletes on the field, in the court, at competition. And then finally, we do have another round of high school concerts next week, and I invite you to check those out and see some of our student artists and performers at work. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Graham. Any visitors, Allison? None. Okay. Personnel agenda items, consent agenda items 3A1 through 3B3. Motion, please. Terry, second. Vic, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We jump to page 3, 3B4, approval of agreement for support staff employee. Motion, please. Terry, second. Rob, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Page 4, action items. Mini contracts consent agenda for action items 411 through 415. Motion, please. Terry, second. Vic, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. 416, approval of special education settlement for 16-17 school year. Motion, please. Mike, second. Rob, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Recommendation from the Committee on Special Education, that's 421. Motion, please. Bill, second. Terry, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Monthly reports. We have a recommendation for the Special Education Committee for 12-22-16. Subcommittees. Legislative Committee, nothing yet, okay. Audit, Budget, and the Policy Committee. Dr. Graham?
Yes, I'll speak on behalf of the Policy Committee. I think I had mentioned at our last board meeting that we do have a subcommittee of the board at this time who are going through a thorough review of our entire policy manual. And we expect that this would be a 1 to 2 year process of reviewing all policies. And Ms. Roberts and Ms. Slattery are the two board, and Ms. Wadawa, sorry, are the representatives for the Board of Education on the policy, as well as myself and Ms. Sadowski from Ingerman Smith. And at our first policy meeting, we reviewed our policy on policies, and you'll find that attached to the back of the agenda. That's policy 2410. And at our last meeting, the Board of Education was given this policy for their review. This is our first read as a board for this policy. And more or less, this policy is addressing the types of actions that have to go into effect to approve a policy, to revise a policy. And additionally, this will include the abolishment of several policies because there's some redundancy in some of our other policies that will now be captured by the newly revised 2410. At this time, are there any questions from the board on policy 2410 with regard to the first read that you would like us to address?
Does it look like no?
I'm just going to pull up the initial policy from the committee. Yeah, that should not be there. That's one of two. Okay, so that policy then would be brought up to the Board of Education for the second read at our next meeting, and subsequent to that, we would have an adoption of that new policy. And we'll continue to bring batches of policies to the board. So we anticipate that at our next policy review meeting, we may review a series of 6 to 8 policies that we would then share with the Board of Education, that we would put on an agenda, and we would follow the same process so that we would go to a first read, second read, and then a policy adoption. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Graham. Any more updates to the board? No? Yes. Okay, visitor, Sal? Sal Nicosia?
Good evening. About 2 weeks ago, I read an article in Newsday that kind of grabbed my attention because I was an athlete and I didn't play football or contact sports. I was a baseball player. I was a tennis player. And I had a lot of reaction to it because it pointed out very, very clearly there's been a significant injury of head injuries among young ladies on our teams, not our team particularly, on our teams nationwide. And I'm very familiar with the results and consequences physiologically and neurologically what injuries can sustain, not immediately all the time. Some of them are deferred for later times when the immune system starts to become deteriorated and the proneness to those particular diseases that are part of our life today that we take and absorb them and then go on to our other businesses. And I was wondering if there could be some exploration among the athletic department to ascertain if we are taking all the kinds of precautions that we should for our young children who have a long life to live and could be seriously affected by the fact that they receive an injury of some kind. And I know there are all kinds of policies that are established in the sports when someone sustains an injury on the field, they immediately take them out of the game, take them to the hospital, and so on. But I'm concerned about the fact that once they leave the school, they now go into the world. I would like to think that we should keep a careful monitoring of all our graduates who have participated in sports that in some manner, shape, or form, we have all the tools for this now to prepare a kind of a dossier, if you want to call it that. I'm not going to get fancy, but some kind of list that can say, how are you doing since the injury? Have you got any kind of effect that we would like to know about and perhaps facilitate some kind of procedure for this? You know, I've educated, and I've been in education for 61 years now, and I was a teacher and all that, but I was also a student. So I've been in education for about 75 years, even longer. And I think that I've seen so much of the fact that once the career is over in the field of sports and football and so on, these young people go on to life and carry on. In the last couple of years, I've also read about the fact that the National Football League is spending billions of dollars, several billion dollars now, to set aside for those who play the sport on a national level and then finish their careers in their early 30s, mid-30s. Some of them are lucky to reach almost 40. Very few. And all of a sudden, 15, 20 years later, you read about these athletes that were stars and they have all kinds of injuries, like Ali, who got punched around for quite a bit, and Manila and all that. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention as a concern I have, and I don't know the reaction of the community to it, but I want to tell you, I was very touched by it. It was a four-page spread, and Newsday doesn't spend four pages, and it was well-written. They had all kinds of neurological doctors making comments about it and so on. And if they can get the copy of that article, if it was on a weekend, and I know sometimes during the holiday season it gets overlooked, and that's what I know about sports and also newspaper writing. If you write the story at the wrong time, nobody reads it, or very few read it, that should read it. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. Thank you.
Thank you. No other visitors? Okay. Okay, I have just one item that I want to extend to the board. We have one more meeting in January. And then February, as some board members were interested in the athletic additions, which have to be, Section 11 has to be notified by the beginning of February. So we really only have one board meeting to do that discussion. My question and my response is, to if any board member needs information from district office, please apply, get it now, so we're ready on the next board meeting so that Dr. Graham can answer the questions that we may ask. Again, it's just numbers that we may need to see what we want to do. We'll have that discussion on the next board meeting, but again, we have till February 1st to make that decision. We have to let Section 11 know. Okay? Anything else?
Mr. Falco.
Yes.
What you were referring to is one of the teams in particular that was combined last year, I think, in the context of budget, right?
Correct.
What we will also look into is not only getting you the numbers, but we can also look into whether or not we can, if we can, without committing to having the team, if we can let Section 11 know that we are interested in fielding both teams as opposed to a combined team, and then see. I don't know if that's a possibility, but that's something we can reach out to the section and find out, so that the board, perhaps we can, as a district, say we're interested in having two teams next year for this particular sport, and then without committing to it hastily, we can give the time to the board to have more information. So okay, We'll check with Section 11 as to whether or not we can do
that.
Give
us a little more time to discuss it. But again, I don't want to get caught like we did last year, where it was too late. Again, though, this is a budget item, and any additions to the budget are going to be looked at seriously. So if you have any questions, please let Dr. Graham know about it, and we'll get that information to you as soon as possible. Anything else?
Exactly what I was going to ask.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, good.
That's right.
Good. Okay. Look at the time, people.
Sorry. I know it. I'm used to being here till much later than this, so I'm going to talk for a little while. I just also wanted to let the community know and the Board of Education know that when I had first come on board in the fall, I shared, or in July, I shared a 100-day entry plan with the community. It's been up on the website. It's well documented. I know everybody's riveted and hanging on to its every word on the website at this point. We are at the conclusion of the 100 days for that plan, effective December 1st. And my intent is at our next board meeting to share some of the findings with the community and just kind of report in as to where we are and give a state of the state at this point after those 100 days. So that'll be at our next board meeting.
Again, Dr. Graham, and I guess the legislative committee may know more, Dana and Sal. The governor is talking. Is he going to have a state of the state in one place, or is he having five? Okay. Okay, we'd love to hear a hint at to see where which direction he's going in. Yeah. Okay, good. So that's going to be important in our discussion. Yeah, get Dr. Graham the information so we can get this. Sal? Longwood. So there's a lot to be looked at and listened to. That money in one pocket may take it from the other pocket, which can hurt all of us. Thank you. Good idea, Sal.
Sal, one of the things that we're doing is there will be representatives from the district as well as the board at a BOCES advocacy workshop coming up on the 20th of January, and additionally there'll be members of the Board of Education, myself, attending the legislative breakfast at Longwood. We'll continue to gather as much information and keep that in our pockets. Which one? The 20th, that's at BOCES.
Sherwood Center.
It's Eastern Suffolk. No, that's the, it's the 20, it's the Saturday, sorry. Is that the 21st? Yeah. So. Yeah, that's people from districts, teams from districts. So that's. No, we have representatives from the teachers, we have administrative representatives, we have Board of Education representatives going, as well as PTA representative. Not for this particular session.
Sal, no. I've gone to many of these over the last 11 years, and usually there's not any representatives from legislature. One year, Senator Flanagan was there, and that was it. So, it's really conducted by the superintendent of BOCES in the research they've conducted to, you know, share with tax dollars are going and so on and so forth. So it's very informational, but there's usually not any legislature. Members of the legislature. More presentations from BOCES. Yeah. I mean, certainly we could probably share some of the information that we get from that.
We'll certainly get as much as we can back to you, back to everyone as we can. Okay?
Mr. Falco, also, I see Ms. McCabe here, and I know we have some nurses here. I don't know if we have somebody who we're appointing this evening. So I just wanted to congratulate our new nurse, Michelle Dodenhoff, on her appointment this evening.
Okay. Anything else from the board? We have no executive session tonight. I need a motion to adjourn. Bill, second. Rob, any questions? All in favor? Aye.